Now, people in Bahrain have gone on a nationwide strike to mark the fourth anniversary of their revolution. The three-day strike started in the Persian Gulf Kingdom by the closure of businesses. The walkout would run until Saturday. Employees at state organizations, banks and commercial centers have also stopped working. During 3 days of protests, demonstrators will take to the streets to show their anger at regime policies. Opposition and political activists have asked Bahrainis to stop any deal or commercial transaction with the government and refuse to purchase goods. The ruling Al Khalifa regime has harshly cracked down on dissent since a popular uprising began in Bahrain in early 2011. Well, for more on this, let's go to London and talk to Said Shahabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Shahabi, with Bahrain's revolution anniversary just around the corner, just how much progress has this revolution made in every aspect?
Thank you very much. I think one of the most important aspects in which progress has been made is the decision to totally separate from the ruling family. This result has not been there for decades. They have always, the people have always tried to coexist within the system of that ruling family of the Al Khalifa. Since the 2011, that rule has been broken, and the people are now more adamant on achieving full sovereignty over their own land and their own affairs. This is why the regime has imported foreign mercenaries, foreign armies to support it, because it is well aware that the people of Bahrain simply do not want them in power.
The recent three-day strike in Bahrain, just how effective would this strategy be to force the Al Khalifa regime to make the necessary changes people want?
Well, this is only one step in addition to other steps. The most important thing is the psychological stand of the people. We have to remember that the regime is being supported by six armies of big countries. It is supported by the Saudis, by the Emirates Army, by the Jordanian forces, by Pakistani mercenaries. Then we have the American base of the 5th Fleet, and now we have the British naval base. So we are not talking about a small or a government with its own security and military forces. We are talking about multinational armies supporting a tribe, a clan, a reactionary and antiquated group of people against the popular uprising of the people. So we should not expect that this strike is going to bring the regime to its knees. In fact, the people were able to bring the regime, the ruling family, to its knees in 2011 within a month. This is when the Saudis rushed to the scene, sending their troops across the causeway. So we are here for a long struggle. The people are ready for it.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Said Shahabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.